The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to Friday, sometimes you get to the weekend, you're like, thank God I made it to the weekend. What's the best thing someone said to you this week? It's a little exercise we like to do on the Brett Maga Show. As we look back on the week and we say, what is one thing, even if it's been a hell of a week, what's the one thing that someone said to me that meant a lot? And then you reflect on that, you focus on that, and we change our mindset headed into the weekend. So 314-531-9898. If you want to share what's the best thing someone said to you this week, and when you share it, Kevin gives you the big harp.
So beautiful.
Kevin, man, learned to play the harp, and that's what he played for his wife's birthday yesterday. He just serenaded her with the big harp. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing someone said to me this week is actually someone in this room. So this week all really been like drained and tired and doing 1,000 things after work, all kind of run down or whatever. And in one of our meetings with our big boss who's in town, AB stopped and highlighted me, and that meant a lot to me. She was basically describing how everybody on the show is needed for so many different reasons, and she complimented me and said I was funny, and that meant a lot.
She's like, everyone has this really great purpose, but like Hannah's hilarious.
Right? So you got to keep her around.
Yeah, you got to keep her around. Like, she's the funny one. I do think you're the funny one on the show, Hannah. I do think you're hilarious.
And it's like a hard job to be the funny one.
Like, yes, yeah, guys, I got a lot riding on my back.
You think it'd be so easy, but like, it's not.
No.
Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, when it's you, me, and Kevin, it's not really the hardest job in the world to be funnier than the three of us.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just joking. That's just a joke. Wow. No, it really is. It's hard to be funny. It's hard to do this job. And so that's the best joke I got. That's why I'm not the funny one. Right, it was just mean.
Yep. I just let you sulk in that one.
Yeah. Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, mine is kind of a twofer. My daughter, Kennedy, came, you know, just
always
above
Kennedy.
And beyond. It's always Kennedy. I know, man. She wrote a great text for her mom for her mom's birthday yesterday. But probably the best thing was when I asked her, hey, I know you got stuff on your plate, and I know you're going to college there in Edwardsville at SIUE, but that's also the office where the other office where my son has his orthodontist. And Jackson needed a new retainer, and I said, is there any way you could pick it up so we don't have to try to drive there, because I drive all the time? And she goes, I got you covered, Dad. Mm-hmm. And it was like, thank you. It's the little things.
That's awesome.
The fact that she would just, you know, do that out of the kindness of her heart made my day.
I got your back kind of thing. Yeah. AB?
Mine seems like very simple. We had our holiday party the other day, and one of the hosts at our sister station, KMOX, came up to me, and he just goes, AB, you're very pleasant.
You are very pleasant.
It's like, thank you. It's like not a compliment you hear a lot.
No. Being pleasant.
Yeah.
Mine came of a perfect stranger. The other day we had like that long meeting that Hannah was talking about, some of the big bosses, end of the year meetings, going over like ratings and strategy and all this kind of stuff. So everyone's kind of drained. And my wife had taken the kids out to lunch, and she didn't think I was going to be home in time. So I texted her and I said, hey, where are you guys at? She's like, oh, we went out to lunch. I'm like, I'm going to meet you guys for lunch. And they're like, she's like, oh, the kids will be surprised that, because I told them you weren't going to be home till later. The kids will be surprised. And so I walked in to the restaurant to meet them for lunch, and the kids all like, hey, Dad, and they waved and stuff like that. And I went and sat down, and this elderly lady came up to our table, and she said, do you know how amazing that was to watch your kids just light up to see Dad? And she goes, and I watched your face. She told my wife, she goes, you love him, don't you? And I was like, see, you got excited when you saw me walking the door. But she was like, it was just so cool to see your family's like love as he walked in and like reunited with your family. She's like, keep that same energy, guys. Keep that same happiness as a family. Because she's like, all you guys are doing is going out to lunch together, yeah. But you guys all seem very, very excited just to all be together. It just seems like a family that likes to be together.
We need to eat where you eat. That sounds awesome,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You go, it's McAllister's. When you go there, you get compliments.
Like, love it.
Grab yourself a sandwich and a compliment. I tell you what, guys, do that same thing. Think about the best thing someone said to you this week, and all of a sudden, it's going to change your weekend for sure.